I'll maybe send you a letter.
Maybe, just maybe, I will send you a letter.
Mm. Oh, man. When was the last time that you received a letter?
It was first year.
Of poly?
Of poly.
Oh, like a love letter?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a mean, like, speaking of farle, bro. I guess I was just, your brother speaking of farle, Gazi.
Oh, trust me, I know. Listen, was it one of those, you know, back in the day, né, we used to do this love letters, like, especially like, back in the days in, like, primary school.
Mm.
The, I love you, I miss you, I kiss you. You remember that, right?
I remember that.
Dude, how corny.
That was so wow.
Cheesy. But we did it. Yes.
It worked.
And then, what were we doing thinking that we needed to be little cute boyfriends and girlfriends at that age? It was just disturbing.
Come to think about it.
But yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that someone can be like, oh my gosh, yes, I remember that time. But yeah, let's get right into what we should do, Inesuke.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite an interesting one. You know what? I think one of the hardest things that you could do is, here's the thing. Making kids is easy. That's the easiest part. Raising those kids with someone is hard.
We want two more.
Mm.
So here is the situation here
from
Anonymous, okay? Hi, Shaquan. I need your advice. I am struggling to co-parent with the mother of my kids. She has been making my life a living hell. And all I want to do is... all I want is to be in my kids' lives.
Yeah.
That's the situation right now.
Mm.
That has to be exceptionally difficult. I know exactly what this gentleman is going through.
Yeah.
But I would want to pick your brain, Shaquan.
Yeah.
All right, I'll read it again. It reads, Hi, Shaquan. I need your advice. I'm struggling to co-parent with the mother of my kids. She has been making my life a living hell. And all I want to do is to be in the lives of my kids.
Of my kids. There's a lot of things to consider, actually, because let me tell you, especially when a man wants to be present and feels that it's just being made impossible for him to be there while we, you know, talk about absent parents or fathers all the time. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, we'll definitely get into it.
Oh, stick around for that. Shaquan is going to add her voice to this. What would Shay do? Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Jameson Connects Namibia is back for round two.
Kwan. You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 8:35. Thank you so much for choosing us. Every Friday around this time, we take your actual real life situation and we decrypt it. We have a conversation about it and we put it to Shaquan. And what she does is she tries her best to look at it from both angles and perhaps also just to put down a practical solution. And today's situation. Oh man, today's situation is really, really daunting. Hashtag breakfast is on us, proudly brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. Now here's the situation that we're sitting with, okay?
Mm.
Someone reached out to us during the week, okay?
Yeah.
And this person wanted to remain anonymous, and this person really, really wanted us to bring this to the radio. And perhaps also just get Shaquan's advice and your advice as well. 083-0001-029. Your voice notes are welcome. Trust me, he's listening and he desperately needs this help. The situation reads, Hi Shaquan, I need your advice. I'm struggling to co-parent with the mother of my kids. She has been making my life a living hell. And all I want to do is be in my kids' lives. I want to be present in their lives, but she is making it exceptionally difficult.
Mm.
Shaquan, where do we stand with this? Where do we start? How do we unpack this?
Yo, this it's hits home a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that I feel like I'm also in a different space where I just wouldn't. Like, if you want to be present, you're more than welcome.
Mm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we just have different reasons as to why we do the things that we do, react the way that we do. I don't know, even the choices and decisions that we make is obviously because of certain experiences that we've had that I probably cannot relate to.
Mm.
So the best advice that I can give you right now.
It's tough, man.
This one is really tough.
Because, I mean, Look, the overarching problem here, we know what the overarching problem here is. Obviously, every situation is different.
Yeah.
With exact details. No, he did this, she did that. He did that. But overall, we know what the overarching problem is. And we want the end game, which is the kids. Mm. Like, it should be about the ladies.
It should be about the kids. But that's a very, very good point, Ines Kenny. You are right. Mm. But I feel also when emotions are involved, I might know what I need to do and what the truth is, and this is the way that I need to act because it's about my child, right? But when your emotions are involved, they can take over in so many ways, you know? So yes, when a child is involved, there is no real end to the relationship between parents, right? Because you have to be in each other's lives, like you're literally connected to your ex, like forever.
That's that forever.
Right? So instead of holding on to certain grudges, a better option would be to put aside all past differences and learn to co-parent effectively. And I do understand this is easier said than done. And I definitely agree with you with that, right? But what is healthy co-parenting as opposed to unhealthy co-parenting? I'll give you a little bit of insight. Mm. Now, let me tell you where the power of social media comes in, the power and influence of social media, because we have certain celebrities that we follow. And certain celebrities make co-parenting seem so easy because they have a birthday party and the parents are there and, you know, the step-parent is there. And you just see pictures and everything just looks amazing. And that's the perception that you have in your mind.
That it's easy,
but it's actually harder than that. But make no mistake that co-parenting requires planning. It requires commitment and it requires sacrifices. I would also have to add on that it requires a lot of maturity as well. Mm. I feel that sometimes it's because we don't have the closure that we want or that we are hoping for, that we also hold on to certain grudges or resentment, to the people that we actually have kids with. And it's completely understandable because maybe you were just hurt and you don't know how to navigate away from that space. So a quick insight into what is healthy co-parenting and what is unhealthy co-parenting. I am also going to make it a point to give you tips for successful co-parenting that has actually worked for a lot of people that I know in my space, because these are conversations that we have on our mommy groups and things like that, right? So maybe just to give it from our perspective. So healthy co-parenting is obviously putting the interests of your child first and also taking responsibility for your actions, because you know, also have to remember that your child did not ask to be born. You made that decision to be parents, so you need to act appropriately, right? I would also advise to build somewhat of a communication in the sense of maybe getting to the root of why is it that we are finding ourselves in this space, and being candid and being honest to say that you hurt me. And I feel that I don't have the closure. I feel that you are not even sorry for the things that you did. And you just expect me to just, you know, pack up my feelings and just move on and just show up. You know, there are times where, as cliche as it is, time heals all wounds, which is actually true. But hearing it when you're in a space of hurt is very hard for you to take it in. Hmm. So in just a quick insight of what unhealthy co-parenting is, exactly the situation that we have right now. When you have one parent that wants to step up, they want to be involved in their kids' lives, and it's being made impossible for them to do so. We have such high rates, and you know, the stats speak for themselves, of absent parents, be it a mother or a father, right? So when in our time we have a parent that wants to step up and it's just being made hard for them to do so, it's really sad, you know, but we can still not overlook where that person is coming from. So this is where I encourage the communication to come in. Find a mediator if you need to. Maybe someone that is also far removed from the situation, not necessarily your parents, not uncles or whatever it is. Maybe just invest in therapy, right? You have the therapy sessions and, you know, you could just really have that person navigate the situation between the both of you. And after a few sessions, you might just understand where they're coming from. They understand where you're coming from. They understand the impact that it will have on the kids and so forth, right? Because, I mean, at this age, we're grown. If we have kids, that means we're grown. We're grown enough to know that we just need to, you know what, just suck it up. And just make it work for the interest of the child, all right? So everything that involves emotions need careful handling when it comes to a breakup, obviously, because when a relationship is over, a man and a woman, they go through different stages of grief. at their own paces, in their own time. And this obviously differs from every man and woman who's listening right now. You know, it could be that, you know, third person needs a little bit of time to deal with emotions or feelings of anger, resentment, disappointment, and hurt that they might be experiencing or feeling at the time because of this relationship that didn't work out. Here's another thing to consider. A lot of us come from broken homes. We come from single parent homes. So when that becomes your reality, it's so hard for you to accept that, because I promised myself this was not going to be me. I want to do better for my kids, right? But regardless of that, like you said, it is for the betterment of the kids. So maybe just very quick tips on how you can just successfully co-parent out of emotions. You cannot co-parent if you are led by emotions. You need to be rational a lot of the times, and also set ground rules that both parties can actually agree to. Be negotiable, obviously, but very firm, but also flexible at the same time. Respect goes a long way. Be respectful of one another, be level-headed, and do not confuse issues. And another one that is so important with co-parenting is trust. You need to trust the person that you're with. How can you trust the person that you have kids with? I mean, is by literally creating a relationship with this person where we're not together anymore. I need to get over this and accept this. Maybe give me a little bit of time, and also reach to a point where we can really be friends at the end of the day. Togetherness, spending time together as a family is important. When you can do this, co-parenting becomes easier. If you have someone that you're dating right now, I have someone that I'm dating right now, we have kids together, bring all those people together to really see and also show your child at the end of the day that, you know what, this can actually be done. You have two mummies now.
Yeah.
Or they call them bonus mummies and daddies.
Bonus mummies and daddies. Yes. Yeah.
So that's just a little bit of advice that I can give you right now. We don't have much time to dive into it as much as we can. Maybe a conversation for next week as well. But we'll see. Just let us know on WhatsApp if you feel that we did give you a little bit of more insight.
Jameson Connects Namibia is back for round 2.